Now they usually hit pretty good. They load up real good, but they're small, and yeah, there's lots of wild cherry out in these woods. I've got two logs. I got one laying right down there, and one laying out there. We need to take them and have them sawed up. You know, it makes good lumber. Cherry does.
Real valuable wood.
Yeah.
What kind of nuts did you have in the woods that you might use?
We used to have lots of chinky pins, but something happened to them. When I was a kid, we used to go to the woods and gather chinky pins, and they were just any amount nearly that you. There's something that happened to them. And they died and they fell down and they're laying on these mountains up high on the mountains around where you see them old cherry trees, chinky pin trees laying there. But there's something, I don't know, some kind of disease. I read something about it. Seemed like they'd figured out something on that, some kind of disease that struck them. But of course, we have the hickory nut, you know, and some years are there a real good crop of them, but they're nothing much. I used to put them up when I was a kid, and I still put up some of them for squirrels. Of course, our walnuts, there's quite a few walnuts, and that's got so valuable, you know, till they've cut a lot of walnut. There's no nice, clear walnut anymore. You know, when they got to give it $1,000 for a tree, why?
That much.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It had to be a good one, you know. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, it's been. I think a dollar a foot. That'd be $1,000 a thousand. For a good walnut. Mm-hmm. But I gather up walnuts for the squirrels. I like to see them playing around here. We've got some that just stays around here. I've got a big bend out yonder in a little old building, and I put 5 or 6 bushel of walnuts up there. I got some poultry wire and nailed over the front, so. And they go out there and get them. They know where they're at.
Yeah.
They go out there and get those walnuts.
Uh-huh. Did you have much trouble with the animals getting after the corn or the chickens when you were a boy?
Yes. We've always had varmints, you know, that would bother our chickens, and we have here too. We had, my granddaughter got some 4-H chickens, and she didn't have no place to put them, and we put them out yonder. That place right out there, and something got to catching them, and they was going over the fence, and we had to clip the wing feathers, you know, to keep them from flying, and they can't fly over that way, you know, clip off them wing feathers. It don't hurt them, you just take a pair of scissors and cut those wing feathers pretty close up to the wing there.
And I see.
They can't fly over them, but before that, the hawks would catch them. They'd get out there in that pasture.
Hawks.
And foxes, I guess, catch them. And I take some traps over there and set them on, put me up some poles. And made a little block on top of there and set a trap on there, you know. Well, I caught a hawk just right quick. And I don't guess I saw him that day.